We believe great journalism starts with great questions. So we're answering yours as part of a new project called Inquire Indiana. Our first question comes from a listener who wanted to learn more about his community's history. WFIU's Becca Costello found the answer.
Well, my name is Richard Siasto, and I grew up here in Bloomington, and I wanted to know how Salt Creek got its name.
Siasto grew up canoeing on Salt Creek and fishing on the southern tip of Lake Monroe, and he's heard some rumors about where the creek got its name.
They're just kind of stories, but potentially there was some kind of farming accident or where some pollutants were released. I'm not exactly sure why that would make it salty or make it be called Salt Creek, but...
But the true story is a little less dramatic. To find out, we asked a local expert.
My name is Don Hall. I'm the trustee at Salt Creek Township, and I've lived in Salt Creek for 27 years.
Salt Creek is split into two branches by the reservoir, and the history of the name comes from what's along its banks.
People were drawn to this area originally because deer were attracted to the salt that became encrusted along the banks of the creek that ran north to south. It's a low-lying area, and after people discovered the deer and began hunting them, then they discovered that there were salt deposits.
In about 1822, two men dug a well and found brine. That's a salt and water mixture that can be boiled down to make edible salt. The men established a salt production business that brought a lot of commerce to the area for several years.
In the early colonial days and then in the early national period when this area was being filled up with people, salt was a precious commodity. It's hard to get a hold of.
One of the first roads in Monroe County was petitioned to go from Bloomington out to the salt works. And within a few years, officials established the township and named it for the salt production. Eventually, the business shut down, but the name Salt Creek became a permanent part of this community's history.
The people who live out here, their families have lived out here for generations. I'm a newcomer. Being living here 27 years, definitely newcomer. But the citizens here are all intertwined with their history.
And that's something Siasto can now share with others.
I guess maybe I should have known that growing up here, but no, I will definitely, tell people that I know the reason now.
For WFIU News, I'm Becca Costello.
We want to explore the questions you have about Indiana, and you could even be part of the process as we find the answers. What about the Hoosier State, its culture, or people do you want us to explore? Go to WFIU.org/inquireindiana and let us know.